Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A History of Food in 100 Recipes by William Sitwell is a narrative food history that uses 100 emblematic recipes as milestones in the long evolution of cooking and eating. Rather than functioning as a day-to-day cookbook, it works as an accessible cultural history. Each recipe becomes an entry point into the people, places, tools, and ideas that shaped what ended up on the table. The selections range from very early staples such as bread to later restaurant and media-driven phenomena, tracing how cuisines developed alongside trade, empire, industrialization, and changing domestic life. Sitwell, a British food journalist and broadcaster, writes with a lively, witty tone while leaning on recognizable names and moments in culinary history, from landmark cookbooks and famous chefs to the rise of modern food celebrity. The result is a structured tour through global food culture that connects techniques and ingredients to broader social and technological change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recipes as a timeline for world history. The defining method of the book is to treat recipes as historical markers rather than mere instructions. Sitwell organizes a broad account of culinary change by selecting dishes that represent turning points, then using each to explain what was happening in society at the time. This approach naturally links cooking to migration, conquest, trade routes, and the spread of ingredients across continents, because recipes are rarely isolated from the forces that move people and goods. The format also helps the reader grasp scale. You can jump from ancient foodways to modern restaurant culture without losing the thread, because the recipe acts as a fixed point, anchoring the narrative. Importantly, the book does not claim that every recipe is a definitive origin story with perfect documentation. Instead, it acknowledges that early sources can be fragmentary or imprecise while still showing why a dish matters. By keeping the focus on recognizable foods and clear narrative arcs, the book makes culinary history feel concrete, memorable, and surprisingly readable for non-specialists. Secondly, from oral tradition to cookbooks and standardization, a recurring theme is how the recording of recipes changed what cooking became. Sitwell highlights the shift from informal, inherited know-how toward written cookery, where techniques could be preserved, shared, and eventually standardized. Early recipe writing was often vague, reflecting both the assumptions of experienced cooks and the fact that elite culinary knowledge could be treated as proprietary. Over time, cookbooks became more practical and systematic, separating ingredients from method and offering clearer guidance, which helped home cooks reproduce results and created shared expectations of what a dish should be. This evolution also mirrors social history, the rise of middle-class domestic culture, anxieties about household management, and the growing market for instructional texts. By weaving cookbook history into the recipe chapters, Sitwell shows that the modern idea of a replicable recipe is not timeless. It is a product of literacy, publishing, and changing domestic roles, and it helps explain why many older dishes feel both familiar and elusive when you try to trace them back to their earliest written forms. Thirdly, technology in the kitchen and the transformation of daily eating. Sitwell repeatedly returns to the practical reality that what people can cook depends on the tools available. Advances such as improved stoves and the spread of refrigeration altered not just convenience but also the range of ingredients people could store, the safety of food, and the kinds of dishes that became everyday rather than occasional. The book uses recipes to illustrate these transitions methods that once required large hearths, specialized labor, or immediate consumption gradually gave way to techniques suited to modern domestic kitchens and commercial food systems. This technological perspective also clarifies why certain foods surged in popularity at particular moments. When storage and transport improve, markets widen and diets diversify when appliances simplify timing and temperature control. Baking and more delicate preparations become more approachable. Sitwell does not treat technology as purely progressive in a celebratory sense. Instead, he uses it to explain trade-offs in flavor, skill, and cultural meaning, showing how modern shortcuts and mass availability can reshape expectations of freshness, seasonality, and craft. Fourthly, famous chefs, culinary authority, and the making of taste, another important strand, is the role of culinary personalities in shaping what counts as good food. Sitwell includes recipes associated with well-known figures in food history and modern gastronomy, using them to show how authority is built through restaurants, writing, and public reputation. This emphasis demonstrates that cuisine is not only a matter of anonymous tradition, it is also influenced by individuals who codify techniques, popularize styles, and create aspirational models for others to imitate. The book also reflects a predominantly British vantage point, while still giving attention to celebrated French and American contributors and to later global food movements. That mix helps the reader see how culinary prestige has been historically concentrated in certain institutions and cities, and how it gradually expanded through travel, media, and changing consumer taste. By treating chef-driven recipes as part of a broader story, Sitwell connects the history of dining out, fine cooking, and culinary fashion to larger patterns of class, leisure, and cultural exchange. Lastly, modern food culture media, trends, and the globalization of recipes. The later sections emphasize that contemporary eating is shaped by forces beyond the kitchen broadcasting, branding, and globalized access to ingredients and ideas. Sitwell points to the rise of food television and mass market food personalities as a major shift in how people learn to cook and how they talk about food. Recipes become entertainment, lifestyle, and identity, not just nourishment. Alongside this is the modern proliferation of restaurant trends and experimental techniques, including high-profile modernist cooking that turns dishes into statements about creativity and science as much as taste. At the same time, the book suggests continuity even when presentation and technique change dramatically. The basic human impulses behind recipes remain stable, such as the desire for comfort, status, celebration, and novelty. This topic also clarifies why the book is better read as culinary history than as a practical manual. The recipes are meaningful because of what they represent in the culture that produced them. Whether a humble domestic suite or a complex contemporary creation designed for a new kind of audience shaped by global media. In conclusion, A History of Food in 100 Recipes is best for readers who want stories and context alongside the food itself, curious home cooks, food professionals, and general readers who enjoy history told through everyday objects. The book offers practical intellectual benefits even when you never cook a single dish. It trains you to see recipes as evidence, showing how ingredients, techniques, and dining habits respond to trade, technology, publishing, and shifting social norms. It also helps explain why older recipes can feel underspecified, and why modern recipes prize precision, a change rooted in the history of cookbooks and domestic instruction. Readers looking for a tightly tested, weeknight-oriented cookbook may be disappointed because the selections are designed to support the narrative rather than optimize usability. What makes it stand out among culinary history books is the clarity of its organizing principle and the browsing-friendly structure each chapter delivers a self-contained episode. But the cumulative effect is a coherent long view of cuisine from early staples to contemporary food culture. Sitwell's journalistic voice and broad range of examples keep the material lively, making the book approachable without flattening the complexity of how food travels and transforms. If you would like to support William Sitwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.